Hello, my friends. Oh, I have such a treat for you today. Together on 35. And we are going to go on such a special run together today. First thing, okay, let's start as we always do before I start talking. I want you to begin by touching some element of nature. There are these beautiful red, bright red berries that I'm going to touch right now with part of a bush. Done it? Okay, now I just want you to take a minute and just listen. Do you hear that? Wildlife and nothing else. I am in the middle of the English countryside, far away from roads and... Well, that's not true. There's one road where I'm about to stand on, which is a very single, one-lane road, country road. Last night I could hear owls. Can you hear that? I don't know what that bird is. All right. But anyway, we're going to go on a special run today from this beautiful middle of nowhere. I'll show you some pictures. Or if you're in the email newsletter, you would have already seen it. If you're not signed up already, go to runningforreal.com and sign up there. Okay, ready to begin? In 3, 2, and 1. I'm really testing my Coros watch during this trip. Not to England, but to this trip. Forgot to bring my charger with me, and it's my battery is like whittling away day after day, and it's 18% right now, but I think it should make it two more runs, should easily make it two more runs, but still I'm like, come on watch, you can do it. Those watches are very good, I must say, and this is not an ad. I really do like my Coros watch. Okay friends, as I said, we are in the middle of Shropshire. Oh, I didn't say that. We're in the middle of countryside in Shropshire. My aunt's house, my aunt and her partner Viv, their house. Oh my God, it's like textbook English cottage. It's actually an old barn that was converted to a house. And it is just beautiful. And so calm and peaceful and serene. We've been here, this is day 5. And it's just been so good for our souls. They're really into resting and nourishing your body with good food. And taking it as easy as you like. It's 8:43. And I'm heading out for my run. Never do I run that late. It's either very early, right when the girls get up. Or later in the day. But this was just waking up when I woke up. And then heading out the door when I was ready. Because they're very into rest. And it's just been so good. I'll tell you a bit more anyway in a bit. So let's begin. As we always do, we're going to start with our body scan. If this is your first time doing a together run, we're going to start from the top of our heads. I'm going to give you some audio cues telling you things to pay attention to. And we're just checking in with our bodies, seeing how they're feeling, and just, yeah, doing a nice check-in. So you ready? Okay. Starting from the top of your head. Working your way down into your forehead, into your eyes. If your eyes are tense, gently relax them. Round to the back of your head, down and into your nose and mouth and the front of your face. If you're clenching your teeth, relax. Clenching your jaw, relax. Going into the front of the neck. Do you hear that water? Going into the front of your neck, going into your shoulders, your back, upper back, and let's cross over into the arms, upper arms, working into the elbow, the forearms, into your wrist, fingers, and coming back into the torso, back into your chest, into your stomach, around your lower back, and going into your hips and pelvis, all the way through, going into your glutes and quads, the hamstrings, to the front of your knee, around to the back of your knee, going into the shins and calf, into the ankle, into the top of your foot and the arch of your foot, and finally into your toes. How's your body feeling? Mine feels, my calves are a little bit tight from done a lot of heels the last few days, but otherwise I feel pretty good. My fingers are getting cold. This is, think about the limit of what I can do these together runs, which is about, so it's 36, feels like 33. So gets any colder than this, I think I may have to pass it on to some of yours. Oh, there's a cow. Hi, cow. Okay. Right, friends, we are going to do our senses check-in, but I am just about to go up a steep hill. So I apologise. My breathing is going to be a little more strained than it usually is. But I'm going to go as slow as I need to. So are we ready to begin our senses check-in? Okay, let's first take a deep breath. And what do you smell? For me, I just smell clean. It's just, the air is just clean. Not clean like laundry detergent, just clean. What do you taste? Okay, next we're going to go on to hearing. If it is safe to do so, in a minute I'm going to tell you to remove your headphones and you're just going to listen to your surroundings, what's going on around you, and you're going to pay attention to that. Or if you prefer, you can just listen to mine. There's actually a car coming towards me, so I'm going to have to step onto the bank while this car passes me. And then once I've done that, I will have you begin your listening. Yeah, this is literally a one-lane road. But if you think about like a UPS or FedEx-size truck, that can barely make it covering the whole road. So yeah, you can imagine if there's another car coming, one of you has to reverse. All right, I do see some sheep, but we're supposed to be paying attention to our hearing. So you ready to begin? All right, let's just take a minute or so to take a listen. Off you go. okay, we could hear an airplane, but other than that, a few birds, I couldn't really hear much. It's very quiet, which has been really nice the last few days, just to be in so much quiet and slow us down, especially me. I tend to live way too fast and rushing around more than I should. So this has been so good. So I can hear that rushing water again. Oh, there's a truck thing coming towards me. Gotta get on the bank again. Whoa, slow down, Mr. GTM. Oh, he was going very fast. Okay. Alright, next we're gonna go to our sense of touch. I'm gonna be going up another big hill, an even bigger hill this time. So, if my breathing is labored, I apologize. Okay, I want you to just be in your body, just paying attention to what you feel within it, what areas jump out to you, just within your senses, your sense of tactile, sense of touch. So, just going to give you a minute or so to go do that. What do you feel? You get distracted, keep bringing your attention back to your sense of touch. What do you feel? Okay, thank you for checking in with that. And we have our final sense of sight, vision. I want you to let you, as you can tell, I'm going up this hill. So I'm going to let you just go where your eyes want to go today. Just follow whatever your eyes feel like they're drawn to. And then to the next place. All I ask of you is just that you look for some details, some small details for each thing that catches your attention. Off you go. Yay, I'm at the top. Long way up. Okay. What do you see that was different? What caught your eye? What was interesting to you that you otherwise wouldn't have noticed had you been running without this together run? me, I guess I'll share some of mine, what I see around me. I see like a tunnel of trees. These trees that are very, very different to what I think most of us think of as a tree. Or I guess most of us in the US and the UK think of as a tree. Very long and thin. There's a lot of trees with ivy, or ivy all over them. And they're just making a tunnel. And I see lots of moss on the bark of the tree. Trunks of the trees. I see sheep and cows on the side of these hills that just look so steep. I'm going down a hill now. And I see these almost like fan looking. They look like almost like palm tree leaves, but smaller ferns that are everywhere. And I see a cobblestone house I'm coming past right now. Oh no, another hill. I'm going straight back up. My aunt told me to take this loop. I didn't tell her I was doing this, but I think this is going to be another steep hill. So with that, if I were to ask you right now, how are you? What would you say? Let's take a minute or so to just think about what you would tell me. Or if you haven't done one of these runs before, what would you tell me about yourself in this moment? Thank you for telling me. If you've got anything else you want to add, just a few more seconds. And then, just because I want to prove a point here, and prove to myself actually too, it's okay to walk. And this hill, it's freaking steep and I can't even see the top. So yes, I could have kept going. Yes, I could have made some reason not to talk to you, just to put you off the scent that I could possibly be struggling up a hill. But I'm trying to prove to myself that it's okay to walk, and also to you. If you need to walk sometimes up really steep hills, this is a monster. It's okay. Probably gonna, I think I can see the top, so I'm gonna start again in a minute. But yeah, I think that's an important thing to be able to do. It's not that you don't. It's not that you're weak or a quitter, but you have to decide what's best. And for me, as I said, I've been running a lot of hills the last few days. I don't want to overdo it. I'm wearing some of my older shoes because we're going to go on the grass and the mud soon, and I could injure myself by overdoing it on this run. Okay, I'm going to run up the last little bit. And then, once I get to the top, I'll tell you my updates. By the way, when we get to the top of this hill, I'm going to be at 1,000 feet of elevation, which I know isn't much for people who live at elevation, but for the rest of us, I didn't climb up 1,000 feet. I've climbed up about 500. Still a lot. Okay, I guess I wasn't at the top. But this bit isn't as steep. So, I can keep running. Okay. I'm going to have you tell me your updates while I'm finishing this. And then I'll tell you my updates and how I'm feeling, okay? Alright. So, if I were to say to you, what have you been up to? What news do you have for me since our run last week? What would you say right now? At the very top of as far as I can see, and now I'm going back down, which means there's probably another hill because I haven't cut across into the field yet, and I know that was the top, so we're going to go back down again. Alright, a few more seconds to share any updates with me. Oh, this doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm going down too far. Oh, I think hopefully I'm in the right place. All right, so for me, mentally, how am I feeling? I think I kind of said it earlier, feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, alive. I really needed this. It was amazing to have that time with my parents at the beginning, but I've also really cherished this time here where it's just so peaceful and quiet. My aunt and I are very, very close, so it's just been very special. And seeing the girls happy, I feel good. I feel a little bit anxious, as always with Christmas with families, lots of families together. A little bit anxious about, just hope it's going to be enjoyable, and you know. I guess for me, I've really been working on my mental health, and I really hope that I've done as much work as I think I have with just not being triggered by things. So I guess I'm interested but a little bit, yeah, nervous to see how I do. Okay. And as for updates, I've kind of been telling you it. I've just been here. I mean, what we've done with... I met up with one of my good friends from school yesterday. Someone who I've known for a long time. We were really close in school. She lives near here. And we got to spend the morning together with the girls, and Steve, and her son Max, who's the same age as Chloe, and it was nice, surreal. Like, last time I saw her, we both were like, hey, guess what, I'm pregnant, hey, guess what, I'm pregnant too, and so, it was really, that was really special. And so to see our now 18-month-olds was weird, but it was really nice. And there's a cute little town called Ludlow that we went to and walked around. And then with my aunt and Viv, we've just been around, going for walks, going, just playing games, just talking, just doing things with the girls. It's been really, really nice. And yeah, I'm trying to think when I recorded the last Together Run. I think I'd met up with both of my friends and obviously had some time with my parents. So yeah, it's been a really good time. Oh, there's a duck. Where's a pheasant? Something. Not alive. Let's put it that way. Okay. So, is this all we usually do? I feel like I'm forgetting something. In a minute, we're going to turn off onto... Oh, it's not a minute. In about 5 minutes, we're going to turn off onto the grass. Because here in England, for the most part, you can pretty much go anywhere. You're not going to be shot at for going on someone's land. You could get shot at around here, actually, if you're in the wrong spot. But not for being on someone's land, but for someone's stolen land, I should say. But for just they're doing pheasant hunting and peahen, I think people eat. I'm a vegetarian, remember? If you didn't see my announcement a few weeks ago, I've been a vegetarian for over a year. But yeah, so there's animal, people eat animals that they shoot around here, but I would imagine they're kept to very specific parts where there's a lot of signposts. But anyway, my point is, around here, you can go pretty much anywhere. Was that the one? Yeah. You can go pretty much anywhere. So right now, I'm going through a little bit of mud. Hear that squelch? And is this the right bit? I think it is. There's a pheasant or something flying away. And I'm going to go through what's called a kissing gate, which just means it's a gate you go through. And we're going to run up here in this grass. I'm wondering if I should have gone up further. I did this the other day. But I'm running up this little grass hill right now. And, oh God, I wish I could show you the views. There is just green all around. Like bright, bright green. And dense forests. And animals on the side of these hills. I'm going to stop in a minute, have you take a picture, and I'll stop in a spot where a few days ago I took a picture, so you can see where I am, but I can't do it now because we'll stop the recording. But I'm getting to the very top. Woo! Come on, almost at the top. Muddy grass makes things hard. Okay. All right, I'm going to stop here. I want you to stop your watch and take a picture. Oh no. I know, this is the perfect example of where I'm telling you it doesn't matter what your view looks like, and yet I have the most stunning view. But I just want to see you. I want to see where you're joining me from, what we're looking at together. Because at the end of the day, beautiful runs solo are amazing. But when you're running with someone else, more important than the beauty is the conversation and connection. So connect with me. Take a picture of you right now. Selfie or what you see. And I'll send you the picture the other day when I did this run. Or if you didn't already see it in my email newsletter. That would have been it, but I'll put it on the show notes as well. Okay, ready? I'm going to carry on in 3, 2, and 1. Right, so we have about 2.5 minutes left if you're doing the 30-minute group. I think I actually probably better skip the strides today. For me, should I give you some? I think maybe we'll just do 2 at the 30-minute, but I'm not going to do it, A, because I'm on grass, it's a bit slippery, and B, because I'm going through another kissing gate. And B, because I'm going to be going down a very steep downhill. Yeah, there's a downhill coming in a minute that is so steep. I have to do that, like, lean back, feel like I'm going to fall thing the whole way down. But yeah, so I think I'll have you do 2. So 30-minute group, you'll come to a walk at 30 minutes. And I'll tell you when you're going to do 2 strides. You take a break in between, 10 to 15 seconds. You're not trying to take big steps. You're just trying to pick up your cadence and do a... Oh, that was definitely in the mud. Wet sock. Just trying to do a faster, about 80% of max effort, that's all. We'll start that. Start your walk in a minute. Yeah, there's a... like hidden, looks like grass, but it's like really wet, muddy grass. And I just stepped in one of those. So one of my feet is soaked, but that's okay. My foot is soaked, I should say. So now I'm running along the top. There's grass all around. There's some sheep or cow or horse droppings. I should say that when I stopped to take the picture, or you would have taken a picture, there was a... I looked back where I came from and we ran right by a horse. I didn't even see it, but we did. So there's wild horses here too. Isn't that cool? I told you this was a treat. Well, it's a treat for me. And I kind of wish this is where I wish I had like a GoPro. Maybe that'll be the next step. Well, be pretty boring from my... And I'm not comfortable really, actually, now I think about it, running all the places I normally do. But for these occasions, maybe I should have one of those GoPros that strap on you. Anyway, come to a walk. If you're in the 30-minute group, if you're in anything else and you can keep going, do so. We'll do a stride in just a few minutes. Just a minute. It's so funny, I get my thoughts go off in so many different directions. Like, I feel like I start many sentences with you, but then I have to say something else or get distracted. And to me, I'm like, what are you doing, Tina? Like, stay on track. But then that's kind of how our minds work while we're running, right? It's kind of like the squirrel thing in Up, the movie Up. I hope... Well, you obviously don't mind that because you would have, if you hated it, you would have got bored by now and not done any more of these. So I love hearing that you are enjoying these. So please share them. I'm off social till the end of the year. But if you tag at Running For Real and go follow at Running For Real, then they will show me when I come back. So please, I love to see your shares and you help it to grow. And remember, I'm doing these free. There's no sponsors. It's just me and my microphone. Lots of... Can you hear that squelching? Squelch. Squelch. The other day when we took Bailey on a walk here, we said we're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. Squelch, 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 squelch. Any parents will know that one. Okay. Ready for a stride? I'm definitely not going to do it because this is not stride territory. Ready? In 3, 2, and 1. Off you go. And slowing to a jog or a walk. We'll do one more of those in about a minute. And then 30-minute group, you can be on your way. I want to finish what I was saying about running on places like this in a minute. So if you want to continue hearing what I was going to say there, 30-minute, you can hang out afterwards. Okay, you ready to do one more stride? In 3, 2, and 1, off you go. And come to a walk. 30-minute group. If you want to share this, that'd be amazing. I love to see your photos. Send them to me. Really cool to see. I appreciate you for joining me on this very special run. And I'll see you on Friday for a podcast episode, a recap one, a solo one from me. And this is our final together run of the year, isn't it? I'll see you in 2022 for another together run. Thanks, friends. All right, 45 and whatever else. I don't know how long this run is going to be, but I'm not adding on. So we're going to start going down this really steep downhill in a minute. So I may do us a body scan while I concentrate. When it gets to the really steep bit, you might hear me fall over otherwise. But first I want to finish saying, so yeah, here in England you can go pretty much anywhere. There's a lot of like public footpaths. And so I mentioned those kissing gates. They're basically gates that keep any animals that could be around from getting out onto the roads. But you just can go, like I can pretty much look anywhere I want to go and go there. And obviously some parts of the country, maybe there are people who are a bit more protective, but I haven't really come across a lot of those places. I did have one spot in my hometown that was a rugby club. And they were like, get off our land, get off our property. And also, I don't know, fun fact, my home is near to the Arsenal training ground, Arsenal Football Club, and I used to train on there because one of my friends lived on the property. So we were training on there. And so I would be just running around doing my training and there'd be Arsenal players. I didn't really care or know who they were. So, but someone out there is a football soccer fan, so you may find that interesting. But yeah, so it just makes things more accessible. It just means it's, I don't know, it's so nice to take walks and go places and not be worried about where you can go. So that's one thing I really love about being home, is that I can go on runs like this and just, I mean, this is a route I know because, you know, I don't want to, well, as I said, the first part I didn't, but I don't want to get lost. That's more the thing. But there's no cell service here. And my phone is off because of it costing so much. Oh, we were coming past a woman and her dog. So I'm going to say good morning. All right. And this is a really steep bit. Hi. It's all right. Well, those of you who have done many of these together runs know I'm nervous about dogs. And that dog was jumping up at me. I don't know if you could hear it. But that dog didn't intimidate me. Because thankfully, that was a Cocker Spaniel. And that's the one dog that I knew very well growing up. And so I know they're very friendly. And I know other dog types are friendly too. But like, I don't know it myself. This is so steep. I feel like I'm like, I don't know if you can, just, I feel like I'm like doing some kind of, I don't know, just must look really funny. Okay, I want us to do a body scan while I'm concentrating on this last bit. So why don't you go ahead and do that at your own pace and we'll check in again in a minute. Full, keep finishing off your body scan as you're doing it. Okay. Doesn't that feel good to check in with our bodies? I remember the first time I really noticed the power of, checking in with my senses was here in 2019 when we came here, me, Steve and Bailey, and we went on a walk and I had Bailey like asleep on my chest, or maybe she was looking around, I can't remember. And I just had this urge to just take in, just check with all of my senses. And it was the most powerful moment. Like, I remember being like filled to the top with gratitude of just that moment, that simple moment. And I was so thankful to just be able to be in that moment. And I still can feel that moment in a lot of ways right now. You can hear that lovely running water. Isn't that the best noise? Let's just take that in for a sec. Oh, so nice. Okay, now we're into some traily woods. But I just appreciated that moment so much that it made me feel the power of like checking in with your senses to really take in a memory rather than just going through the motions, you know. Okay, so we've got about 6 minutes left for the 45 group. Just going up a steep hill. And I have such a special treat for you in a minute. Are you ready? Oh, this hill's so steep. My legs are tired. Whew. We are about to come out into a field of sheep. Like, there's hundreds of sheep in this field I'm about to go in. And they're just going to run away from us. But it's really funny. Okay. Oh, they must be at the other end. So you ready? We're going to go in. I can see loads of peahens or pheasants. I don't really know the difference. Are they the same thing? Who knows? Ugh. Okay, now I'm in a grassy field again. And we're going to come across the sheep in a few minutes. I'm just on this muddy path. It's very narrow. Okay, so what else do I have to tell you? Well, it's just, I mean, in this moment, honestly, I feel like it would be a waste to tell you about other things. Oh, there's some sheep. All right, you ready? We're coming up on them. Because I just want to be in this moment with you, my friends, listening to this and taking you as close to on this adventure as I can without you actually being there. So I'm going to be quiet for a minute just while we go through this and see if, just so you can hear the sheep. There's one that's like 10 meters away from me. I'm crossing one more gate. You can see why this would have irritated previous Tina, right? Because all this stopping and starting. Oh God, yeah, this bit's really muddy. Shall I just go through it? Yeah? You ready? Listen. Oh. Oh, my foot went all the way under. Yeah. Squelch. We're definitely going on a bear hunt right now. Oh my God, my shoe is brown. Hi, sheep. He's looking at me. Hi. He's just staring. He's like, what are you doing? It's so weird carrying a microphone. Okay. One more muddy, slippery bit that I have to get through and then we're onto the smoother bit. Okay, and now there's like hundreds of sheep. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm just going to let you listen to their bears as they get freaked out and run away from me. And I just want to say I'm legally allowed to run through there. This is a public footpath. So far, they don't seem to be minding me. The day they all scattered. They're a bit more spread out there. Just staring at me. And I'm not a horrible person that's gonna run at them for the sake of running at them. I'm just on my passing way with my friends. And it brings on the point of what David said about how it feels me telling you so much. And you getting to know me and me not getting to know you. Once again, that's why I love seeing your photos. of what you did, or you on that run, or sharing them on social, because it makes me feel like you value me and my friendship. So, and I get to know you. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. Quiet, quick, you're gonna get stuck. Oh, he ran the other way. Oh, they're all in the bushes. Hi, little sheepies. Coming to more and more of them. Haven't had any mares yet, have we? I feel like I'm just like intruding. They're just staring at me. All right, 45 minute group. You have about just over a minute left till we walk. In a field of sheep, don't mind me. I haven't had a single mare. Bear. A few more. Whoa. You know what? Maybe because the microphone, aka dead cat, looks like a rolled up rat, or squirrel's tail, as Nick Willis calls it. Maybe it makes them feel comforted. No. But yeah, we're leaving the sheep now. They're all still all around, but they're way down below me. That was our little run with the sheep. Hope you enjoyed that. I know you didn't get to hear much, but you can just imagine. We're running through a grassy, sheep poop, muddy field, filled with sheep. So there you go. And we're just coming to the end of our 45 minute group. Come to a walk. Let's have you do two more strides. In a minute. Just coming to the end of our grassy bit. We'll be back on the road as we head up back up to my aunt's. So it's not going to be quite an hour for the rest of you. So we'll be a little bit short today. But that's okay. Actually, I think I did a bit short yesterday. So maybe I'll do the full 60 and just run a bit past. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so 45 minutes. Well, actually, everyone, I'm going to have you do strides in just a minute. I'm just going to get through this gate. And then we will do a stride, because I think it'd be a bit just yeah, Tina, old Tina of 2016 and prior hated this for many reasons, but the stopping and starting for the gates wasn't one of my favourite things. Okay, you ready for a stride? In 3, 2, and 1, off you go. And coming to a walk or a jog if you're in the 60 minute group. Just do one more of those. Why don't we just take a moment just to be in our bodies while we're running or walking? What do you feel? What's the experience you are having within your body right now? Just take a few moments. You're distracted, gently bring your attention back to inside your body. Okay, right, we ready for one more stride? In 3, 2, and 1, off you go. Thank you. and coming to a walk, 45 minute group. Be sure to send me a photo. You can support us on Patreon if you feel like you really appreciate these. Send the photos. And thank you. I'll see you in the next year. See you in 2022. And if you, by the way, are a newer podcast listener or a newer Together Run listener, the recap episode on Friday coming out on this feed is our team put together our favourites of the year. So you can go check that out. And you'll get to get some ideas of where to start from the episodes this year. Okay, that comes out Friday the 31st. All right, thank you for joining me. 60 minute group, we have about 11 minutes. I'm going up my last very steep hill of the day. And then it's still some ups, but mostly gentler ups. So if you could let me get up this hill, and then I'll continue talking. Let's do something a bit different today. Why don't we set an intention for today? What is a word you want to associate with today? If it's the end of the day, what's a word that you can use to sum up your day today? I'd imagine most of you are doing this in the morning. What do you want to do today? What's a word? Let's just think about that for a moment. Okay, what was your word? When you share this on social media, you can tell me what your word of the day was that you want to fill your day with, the intention. Mine, I think, I kept thinking like, I want to just, I guess it was just love to, like, this is basically a gift. This trip is such a gift and something I many times didn't know I was going to have. And so I want to just be able to allow myself to be filled up with the love that is all around me from Mother Earth in this beautiful place. From my aunt who loves me like her own child, to my family who are here getting to experience this, and all they want is time with me. So that's my word. What would you say? Just take a moment to explain why you chose your word now. Okay, thank you for sharing. So, again, I said in the email newsletter, which if you haven't signed up, oh, there'll be links in the show notes, runningforreal.com. Actually, if you're looking at the show notes, you're on runningforreal.com. So, sign up for the newsletter. But on there, I talked about how I mentioned to you earlier about this area I used to really struggle because these hills are so steep, and I was always so tired from my training that I really struggled up them. And I know we're always going to struggle up hills, aren't we? That's the point. But like, I couldn't let go enough to walk or to step back enough, and I just felt like it was tiring my legs out, which it is. You know, as I said, my legs are tired from the runs the last few days, and I haven't been running hard up them. But I also just, I would end up just doing the flattest loop I possibly could, even if it meant going back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, some of the times, yeah, maybe not. Like, there was a time I came here immediately after I ran in the World Half Marathon Championships for GB. Came right here with my mum, because my Aunt Jenny watched it with my mum, because it's only an hour away from... Cardiff is about an hour away from here. And so we came back here, and yeah, that one, I was training, I was tired from that race, and I was training for the London Marathon 5 weeks later. So yeah, okay, fine. But every other trip, I just am sad for myself that I didn't appreciate this more and like make the most of, like, so what if my runs were a minute slower than they normally were? So what if I had to walk a little bit? Like, I could have enjoyed these so much more. And I really have the last few days. Like, it's almost been like I've, like, you know, that hill we went up today. The first run I did here was like, yeah, I'm going to run up there. And I knew the way up there, so I did that one. And then I was like, okay, on the same run, I'm going to find the other hill that's the steepest, even higher than that one. And so I came down and then went back up on the other side. And it was so steep in some parts. Sheep all around, of course. But it was so steep. But I got to the top and it was just beautiful. And I didn't feel dead because I'd walked parts. And I'd, like, stopped to look at the view. And it's just, like, amazing, and makes me just again be more wanting to be in that moment of enjoying whatever situation I'm presented with, rather than trying to control all the elements of my every part of my life, because it's not how I want it to be, and how can I get it as close to what I want it to be as possible. So I feel like that's the growth I'm doing. I really should have made this together run for your reflection, shouldn't I? Oh well. Maybe we'll do that next week. Yeah, because we're coming up on the end here of what we will be doing. We've got about 4 minutes left. About a minute away from my aunt's house. So we can run past it and just do our final few minutes. So why don't we, as this is a unique one, why don't you, ooh, the road is closed, why don't you take, doing some building work here, I hope I can get through, okay, why don't you take a moment to, oh, it's not really going to work if I'm talking to these business boat workers, am I? Just going to have to bear with me a minute, they're like redoing the road or something. Oh, it's going to be loud here, I think. Oh, wait, I think there's a little bit I can go through. What's going to be the best way? Thank you. Morning. Oh, yeah. Filling in some holes. There's an orange cat. Just striding down the road, having a stroll. There's a red phone booth, you know, with an actual payphone inside it. Most of those in England that's still around are, they're taking the phone out. But phone was still in there. You know what, let's just go see if it, let's see if we can, let's just do it. Talk about being spontaneous. You can keep running. I'm just gonna, let's see if we can get inside. I'm going in the red phone booth. Yep, pull. Ooh, door's heavy as hell. Oh my god, it still says, it says BT payphones to call lift handset. Here you go, can you hear that? Doo. it works. That's really funny. Okay. All right, we're going back now. There you go. Payphones. I bet no one's opened that door in like 10 years. All right, friends, we have about 2 minutes left. See, just have a little fun on your days. That's really what I'm trying to do more and more in my runs and in my life. Just being silly along the way. So what do you see on your runs that you've always wondered? The next time you go by it, check it out. And then you can go say to me, hey, I did it. You can take a picture of you doing it. Or you can just tell me. So next time you're on your run, you see that thing, the sign, you've always wondered what it said or something. Go do it. Go do it. You just heard me stop. I didn't even stop my watch to go look at a payphone. A red payphone with a red mailbox or postbox next to it. That's all we got to do. One more minute, friends. I'll just be kind to you today. Let's do one stride. I'll do it with you. Okay, ready? 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog or a walk. And yeah, final run of 2021. I really love that you're enjoying these. Please continue to share them. Let me know that you're still appreciating them. Especially this one is, you know, I wanted to take you with me on this little trip. A special one. And across over the little slat, the metal slats of my aunt's house. And to finish, I'm just going to run into her garden. Onto grass. And let's come to a walk. And to finish, I'm just going to go. My aunt has a little sheltered bit that has a little Buddha, some crystals and fairies. She's very spiritual. There's like ivy all around. They've made like a, it's like a little shelter, but it's made by branches. Like there's really, I'll take a picture of it. There's like ivy trees here. Just this small little private area that in the spring is covered in leaves and lovely. I can see some cows. Oh, what, some bulls, see some horns just 50 metres away from me in the other field next to us. So let's just take a moment to connect in with nature. I'm just going to touch this structure. Thank you to Mother Earth. Appreciate you, my friends. I'll see you Friday for a recap and in 2022 for another Together Run. Oh, you hear the church bells. Thanks, friends. See you soon.
Hi, friends. Just a quick message to say a big thank you to the Running For Real team. While I may be the face of Running For Real and the voice behind the podcast, there are a group of people who are working tirelessly to provide everything that runners could need within our community, to make our community stronger, better, and evolve and grow and learn from one another. We are working really hard to make Running For Real the place we believe it can be within our community. I just want to take a moment to thank everyone on our team. That is Victoria, Stacy, Sandy, Sally, Maria, Kelsey, Kat, Jeremy, and Erica. I appreciate each and every one of you and the hard work that you put in. Now let's get back to the show.